Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red knights at the round table, green knights where we're able. We'll routine to call the scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red knights at the round table, our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how do you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Hear ye! Hear ye! King Shazir the Turbo! All rise for King Shazir the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!
April 22nd, 2016. The time is 3:24 p.m. Pacific Time. And up next by Amanda Frolick. And this is dated April 21st, 2016. Sperm whales found dead in Germany. The stomachs were full of plastic and car parts. Isn't that awful? The whales' deaths are symbolic of humanity's shocking disregard for marine life. And folks, I read for the visually impaired and for small device users. Please use the link if necessary. And here's a very sad picture of those whales. Huge, huge whales. This is terrible. In January, 29 sperm whales were found stranded on the shores around the North Sea, an area that is too shallow for marine wildlife. Only recently were details of the animal's necropsy released. However, scientists were deeply disturbed by what they found in the animal's stomachs. I should say. According to a press release from Wadensee National Park in Schleswig-Holstein, many of the whales had stomachs full of plastic debris, including a 13-meter-long fishing net, a 70-centimeter piece of plastic from a car, and other pieces of plastic litter. Oh, God. Some suggest that the animals thought the items were food, such as squid, which is their main staple. Others, however, believe that the travesty is largely a result of humanity's shocking disregard for marine life, which has resulted in an overabundance of plastic in the oceans, said Robert Habeck, Environment Minister for the state of Schleswig-Holstein. These findings show us that the results of our plastic-oriented society. Animals inadvertently consume plastic and plastic waste, which causes them to suffer, and at worst causes them to starve with full stomachs. Nicola Hodgkins of Whale and Dolphin Conservation echoed that statement, and she stated, although the large pieces will cause obvious problems and block the gut, we shouldn't dismiss the smaller bits that could cause a more chronic problem for all species of cetacean, not just those who suction feed. This isn't the first time a sperm whale has been found dead with innards full of inedible contents. In 2011, a young whale was found floating dead off the Greek island of Mykonos. Its stomach was so distended, biologists thought the animal swallowed a giant squid. However, when its four stomachs were dissected, nearly 100 plastic bags and other pieces of debris were found. It should be noted that the plastic is not what killed the young male sperm whales. According to National Geographic, they died of heart failure. This was a result of mistakenly swimming into the North Sea, likely in search of squid, and then not being able to support their own body weight in the shallow water. And as a result, their internal organs collapsed. Regardless, the fact that many of their stomachs were full of pollution is a horrible indictment of humans. As been reported in the past, 80% of the plastic, which is discarded on land, ends up in the oceans, where it is consumed by wildlife or swirls for years in great garbage patches. The fact that mankind, a species with a smaller brain than a whale, is responsible for such a travesty is ironic and saddening. Until humans learn the value of living sustainably while respecting all life forms, travesties such as this one will continue to take place. Oh, that is so terrible, folks. We've got to do something about our plastic garbage. And it's very, very disheartening and very, very sad that it ends up in the oceans where these animals are trying to survive. And also trashing our own planet on land, too, for that matter. Okay, well, please be careful with your plastic garbage, all right, and other garbage. It does not belong in the ocean. All right. Let's work together on this problem. That's for sure. Otherwise, this will be the result.
It's April 22nd,
2016.
Now.
Time is 4:25 p.m. And up next, folks, everyone, this is by Ken Jorgensen. It's dated April 15, 2016. And this is about your dollars. Yep, a global reset. We're talking dramatic dollar reset. Is afoot right now. So says Ken Jorgensen. And I read for the visually impaired and for small device users. Please use the link if necessary. Could there be a dramatic and overnight reduction in the value of the dollar? I think this is coming in very short order now. The trail of breadcrumbs is indicating that this is what is afoot right now. I have been following recent events this week of the emergency Federal Reserve meetings. The admission by Deutsche Bank of precious metals price rigging, China's new interbank payment system, and the new gold trading market at the Shanghai Gold Exchange. This, coupled with China's enormous accumulation of gold over these past years, has triggered my notion to post and alert you of what may be coming our way, and potentially very soon. A flooding of dollars back to the U.S. resulting in a rapid devaluation of its purchasing power, currency inflation. This is going down. This is going to happen. I think this is going down in the next 2 to 3 weeks. The clock's about to strike midnight. And that was said by Kirby. Well, 2 to 3 weeks, that's very soon. Now, I cannot verify any of this, folks, so this is just information for you to decide. One of my regular morning stops as I browse the web searching for alternative news is Greg Hunter's channel. I was surprised to see this morning that he replaced his normal Friday wrap-up with an emergency post of sorts, an interview with Rob Kirby. Having read the post and listened to the interview, it all matched up with what I've been surmising myself. So my gut told me to post on the subject given its potentially dramatic outcome. Earlier this week, Monday, when I read multiple reports of emergency meetings of the Federal Reserve, I thought something was up, especially when it became obvious that it was secret. But what made it even more interesting was when the Fed chairman went over to the White House and met with the president and the vice president. Again, secretive. While some lame excuse was fed to the lapdogs of the press. However, to me, this screams of a national security issue. As the week went on, I read about major troubles at one of the world's major banks, Deutsche Bank. That's the German bank, which has taken on a catastrophic amount of reckless credit market risk with its tentacles of derivatives reaching far and wide into the system. But it was the report that it was turning rogue against the system that really caught my eye. Oh, and earlier today, on Thursday, when we at Zero Hedge reported the stunning news that DB, Deutsche Bank, has decided to turn against the precious metals manipulation cartel by first settling a long-running silver price-fixing lawsuit, which in addition to valuable monetary consideration, said it would expose the other bank's rigging, having also agreed to provide cooperation to plaintiffs, including the production of instant messages and other electronic communications as part of the settlement. We said, since this is just one of the many lawsuits filed over the past 2 years in Manhattan federal court, in which investors accuse banks of conspiring to rig rates or prices in financial and commodities markets, we expect that now that Deutsche Bank has turned, that much more curious information about precious metals rigging will emerge and will confirm what the bugs have said all along. That the precious metals market has been rigged all along. And that's per ZeroHedge.com. The curious glaring question is, why are they admitting it now? Especially since many of us have known about the orchestrated manipulation and price rigging for years, coordinated by the U.S. Treasury with the Federal Reserve and the banking cartel, in order to help hold up the dollar within the system. A little more info, China's interbank payment system is a new system which offers clearing and settlement services for its participants in cross-border payments and trade. SWIFT, the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, has been the de facto European-centric network that enables financial institutions worldwide to transact and is used by most all international banking institutions, in case you didn't know. The interesting thing is this. SWIFT has just inked a memorandum of understanding, an MOU with China's CIPS, which will integrate China and the Chinese renminbi, their currency, pardon me, aka the yuan, for payments with the broader global SWIFT community. And let's let that sink in a bit more, shall we? This effectively means that there will be less of an incentive or a requirement or a need to transact only or primarily in U.S. payment systems, the Clearinghouse Interbank Payment System, and the Fed Wire. This will be a very big can of worms for the dollar's reserve status as China's merger with SWIFT develops. But there's something even more telling. The Shanghai Gold Exchange, a physical gold exchange as opposed to paper gold, will apparently be going live on April 19th and will place China squarely on the stage of yuan-denominated price discovery for gold. And once the price settling is out of the Western criminal rigged price-setting system, the COMEX and the LBMA, what do you think might happen? Now let's me take this a step further. What if China announces that their currency, the yuan, okay, is now backed by a percentage of gold? Anyone who has been paying attention knows that China has been aggressively amassing gold. I think we all know that, right, folks? Much more than they have been officially announcing. And many suspect that this has been their eventual aim to insert themselves into the competing status of a currency reserve and to diminish the dollar's role as a sole reserve currency. What will happen to the dollar? That's the burning question here. And I know a lot of you have ideas on that one. Since there are so many dollars, electronic digits thereof, out there in the world, when the time comes when they're not needed so much anymore, much of it will come flooding back home. Uh-oh. And what happens then? Well, prices will go up due to the inherent devaluation effects. How much and how quickly will depend on the extent of the global reset. It is the opinion of Mr. Kirby and many others that this is all coming together very soon, and nearly every American is completely unaware. That's right, unaware. I'm not offering any particular advice, but I'm just putting it out there for your consumption. Be prepared, okay? What to do, what to do. Okay, this is one person's report. There are many, many others, like I said. Greg Hunter, Mike Maloney, Greg Monterino, and others. All excellent sources of information on the economy and what's happening with this global reset and what they think is going to happen to the precious metal market, the stock market, everything. Okay? But it sure looks like this house of cards is going to come tumbling down at some point in time. But the question would be, when? When is going to actually all come tumbling down? I was trying to think of a word, folks, but tumble down is probably one of the words I would use. Okay, crashing, tumbling, yeah, I can see that happening. But overnight, well, a lot of things happen. And as we have seen, it usually happens when we're least expecting it. So let's all be aware and keep informed on a daily basis on what's happening here and try to do something to protect yourselves. I've said it before many times, and I'm going to keep to that right now. The economy is really teetering, all right? And so is the dollar. That's going to do it for now. Please stay safe.
The official story is Prince dead at 57, still from unknown causes, though he was suffering from the flu a week ago. What's going on, guys? Mayhem Electric. It is Sunday, the 24th of April, 2016. As everybody knows by now, it's all over the media. I mean, it's like a national day of mourning. People are just coming out in droves. Prince has died. How many people passed away yesterday? Thousands of people. One guy dies, and the whole planet has to stop rotating. I mean, I'm sorry. He was a good artist and everything. I just don't understand this whole worship thing we do. Anyway, let's get on with this. From TMZ, now I want to present a alternative viewpoint. What if Prince is not dead? What if he was taken underground and we're wearing the glasses? Because if we're going to talk about 2012, we got to go old school. I'm going to give you the link to the TMZ stuff about Prince. Now, you might say, well, there's that whole video out there about he was talking about Illuminati and chemtrails and all this. That was years ago. If he was truly some sort of threat to the Illuminati, or he was exposing the plan and he was taken out, why'd they wait so long to do it? You know, Joan Rivers outed Michelle Obama, and she was killed in, what, like a week? But Prince, that was years ago, and now, you know, I'm going to put a link to Prince's Twitter page. If you think that he's not in the club of people who might be taken underground should some calamity be heading our way, be it Planet X or some sort of, you know, blackjack, whatever the case may be, everyone, the elite going underground. If you think he's not in the club, take a look at his Twitter page. I'll put a link to it. This guy's got the all-seeing eye right in the middle of his forehead. Now, I think he was a great artist. I like his music, but I'm not going to ignore the symbolism going on here because of that. He's even got specially made sunglasses. He's got sunglasses for the third eye. You know, do we not know what that means? I'll put a link to it. Tell me your thoughts. Now, there's a lot of other strange stuff going on at the same time. Wrestler and entertainer China dead at 45. Apparently someone who was big in the porn industry turned wrestler. Well, she passed away some reason. I don't know. Is she taken underground? You know, the elite are going to need entertainment themselves. You know, Eyes Wide Shut kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about. You've also got Gary Shandling. I don't know if anybody caught this. This was just a couple weeks ago. Gary Shandling dead at 66. Nobody knows why. And we've also got Supreme Court Justice Scalia, who a lot of people, and I would agree, he was taken out. Even Chelsea Clinton came out lately and said, well, now with Scalia out of the way, my mother can focus on gun control and all this. Okay, he was probably taken out by the elite so that they can advance their gun control agenda in America. But what if he was in the club? I don't know. Was he taken underground? There's a lot of high-profile people disappearing. You know, Scalia's death is one that should be talked about more than Prince, because here you have a Supreme Court justice who's declared dead over the phone, declared dead of natural causes. Nobody's seen, no autopsy, nothing. I don't understand how the FBI isn't like kicking in everyone's door and saying, what happened to Justice Scalia? But then again, the FBI doesn't give a damn about what happened to Special Agent Stephen Ivins out in L.A. I'll put a link to that. Anyway, let's continue. Mr. Conservative, now I don't know if this is true, Pope Francis to resign in 2016. Now, I thought this was going to be the last pope. The religious people, please chime in. I'll put a link to that. They're linking back to Planet InfoWars. Take it for what you will now. Planet X coming in, you know, Marshall Masters talked years ago about Planet X low-level seismic activity, you know, the Perturber, he called it, ripping our planet apart. Look at these quakes that we've had in the past couple weeks. We had quake kills 272 along devastated Ecuador coast. There was a brief tsunami with that one. We had earthquakes kill 35 in Japan. This is just one link out of many quakes all over the place. We got this from the Prepper Dome. Now, I don't know if this has anything to do with earthquakes, but they're reporting sidewalks buckling in California, earthquake fears grow. That came out April 21. We've also got fears of the big one as 7 major earthquakes strike Pacific region in just 96 hours. I'll put a link to this. Came out April 22. Have we seen the end of these quakes? It seemed to have died down for the moment. But with these quakes, you've also got, you got a volcano going off in Alaska. You got a volcano going off in Japan. You got, I'll give you this link, North Korean volcano at risk of possible eruption, rather. We've also got Yellowstone about to blow. Question mark. This is being reported by the Daily Star. Incredible footage sparks fear of super volcano eruption. April 2016. So all of this stuff, I would think, would be, coincidental with a Planet X. If Planet X is out there, is it causing havoc on our planet? Is this why key people are disappearing? I could be completely wrong. Again, this is just an alternative viewpoint. Please tell me your thoughts. Am I connecting dots that don't exist? I'll put a link to all this. I got some more for you here. Newly discovered now. Why am I thinking Planet X? Because Planet X is in the mainstream media all of a sudden. Did you see this stuff over the past few weeks? New York Post picked up the story from the Sun. Newly discovered planet could destroy Earth any day now. April 6, 2016. This is just interesting stuff. Just out of nowhere, Planet X. RT picked up the story. Planet X to really cause mass extinction this month? Question mark. I don't know about this month. Sometime soon. I don't know. April 9. We've also got the Independent. Now, Planet 9. Reports suggesting that life on Earth is about to be wiped out by mysterious planet denied. Denied by experts. Well, I think they would deny it. Otherwise, you might have global panic and such. And I understand the need to keep a story like that, you know, under wraps. If it is true, you'd have just total chaos for our last couple days on Earth. You know how it would be. I'll put a link to a GLP thread now. Apparently, down in Brazil, they are seeing a second object in the sky. Now, we've all seen Planet X videos over the years, you know, and lens flare and all this magical stuff going on with the camera. But my friend Kent over in Sweden posted a video out of Brazil. Take a look at it. Pull it up. That is the best Planet X video I've ever seen in my life. The thing is coming up. It is not the moon. It is not the sun. You can clearly see the sun over there. It's coming up to the right of the sun, and it's casting a shadow on the water. Now, some people say, well, it's a trick of the camera. There's some sort of lens flare stuff going on. Maybe, but, you know, pull it up and check it out for yourself. Don't listen to me. I'll also put a couple videos at the bottom. Lisa Haven did a great video. What in the world is happening? Apparently, the Fed is panicking, holding many emergency meetings. What is the Fed and all these emergencies? Is it because the global economy is about to collapse? We've all been saying that for years. And we know if you look at the U.S. debt clock, it's inevitable. It all comes apart at some point. But check our video. I'll also put a video by Sheila Aliens did a great video. Did earthquake clouds predict Japanese earthquakes? She's got an alternative viewpoint as far as these earthquakes. Earthquake clouds. I think it's an interesting topic. Check her video out. Very well done. 9 minutes. Packed with information. Anyway, tell me your thoughts. Is Planet X inbound? What is up with Prince and Justice Scalia and Gary Shandling and China and all these people disappearing? It's utter madness. Dogs living with cats. Ugh. Is it the end of the world? Or is this just a normal thing that's going on? Please tell me your thoughts. Please rate this video. Please pass it around. Make people aware of current events, if nothing else. Maybe I am crazy, but there's a lot of stuff going on, guys. Tell me your thoughts on the whole Planet X theory. Is it coming in? I don't know. We're going to see more quakes, more volcanoes. Life is exciting in 2016, is it not? You guys take care. Stay safe. Remain vigilant. I will see
you. Today is April 23, 2016. Yesterday, President Obama unilaterally signed us on to the Paris Climate Change deal. The purpose of this video is to discuss how this impacts all of us, because it does. So this is a quick clipping from yesterday's paper, and it says, Paris Climate Agreement on track for an early start. As many as 170 countries are expected to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change today, in a symbolic triumph for a landmark deal that once seemed unlikely, but now appears on track to enter into force years ahead of schedule. And I want you to remember this right here. The use of the word force in the newspaper. UN officials say the signing ceremony Friday will set a record for international diplomacy. Never before have so many countries inked an agreement on the first day of the signing period. That could help pave the way for the pact to become effective long before the original 2020 deadline, possibly this year, though countries must first formally approve it through their domestic procedures. We are within striking distance of having the agreement start years earlier than anyone anticipated. Do not let the 2020 number get in the way of you doing anything about this. Do not have the attitude of that's a few years away, I'll worry about it then. The reason why I say that is much of what is going to be occurring through this deal has already been going on for a very long time in this country, and you need to realize that if we end up with a Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton presidency, not only will this continue, but it will escalate, and it's already escalated under Obama. This page right here is directly from the United Nations website. This is the Agenda 2030 program, the Sustainable Development Goals, and they tell you what they want to do. they are going to transform the world. And don't think that this rainbow pattern here is an accident. It's not. And if you read this, which I'm going to right now, they use some very interesting language, and it's very clear that they're very arrogant right now as they just lay out what it is they plan on doing to us. On January 1st, 2016, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, adopted by world leaders in 2015 at a historic UN summit, officially came into force. So this is the language that they use to describe what they plan on doing to us, force. And I do not find it to be coincidence at all that the newspaper, or in this case the Associated Press, is using the exact same language. Over the next 15 years, with these new goals that universally apply to all, everybody, countries will mobilize efforts to end all forms of poverty, fight inequality, and tackle climate change while ensuring that no one is left behind. And so all this stuff that we've been seeing out of California for about the last 7 or 8 years, with the passage of AB 32 and SB 375, America's only global warming laws, it is now going worldwide, because California was the worldwide test case. So that's why we're talking about this, because I have hundreds of videos showing what's coming to your neighborhood. Skipping a paragraph, while the Sustainable Development Goals are not legally binding, this is probably the most important information you will get in this video. These goals are not legally binding. Neither is the Paris Agreement. It's all just a paper tiger. And they even said in the newspaper that it was a symbolic triumph. That's what all of this is. It's all symbolic. They actually have to implement it, which means that we are able to fight this every step of the way. And if you do what I tell you to do, you're going to run into people that are going to tell you that this must be done. And you have to know how to argue with these people, because none of this is legally binding. Everybody is opting into this. This is not mandatory. This is all optional. So because it's not legally binding, governments are expected to take ownership and establish national frameworks for the achievement of the 17 goals. So we have Bernie Sanders, and he claims that climate change is a much more dangerous threat to the world than terrorism. So if he has that attitude, you better believe that if he were to be elected president, he will be establishing national frameworks that all local jurisdictions will be expected to follow. And the same goes for Hillary. Countries have the primary responsibility for follow-up and review of the progress made in implementing the goals. So what this means is your local cities will be bribed through grants by the feds to get this stuff done. So that means that the federal government will be trying to buy your city, which means that your local city people will have the feds constantly knocking on their door saying, tell us your progress. And to do that, it will require quality, accessible, and timely data collection. So the United Nations wants to collect the data of everybody around the world. They want total information awareness so they can suppress us. This whole world government structure that they are building is based entirely on climate change. Climate change has nothing to do with the environment. Climate change is about changing the system from capitalism to global socialism, which of course will turn into global communism. That's what this has always been about. It's never been about the environment. And that is easily proven. Just recently here in California, the city of Porter Ranch had a methane gas leak. And instead of saying, holy crap, Greenhouse gas emissions are going into the environment at a rapid rate, faster than anything anywhere. No, they pretended that it didn't exist. They lied about it for weeks. They allowed it to go on leaking for weeks before they even admitted it. None of this is about the environment. This is completely about control. If this was really just about the environment, they would not need to collect all of our data. Regional follow-up and review will be based on national-level analysis and contribute to follow-up and review at the global level. Extremely important right here. Regional follow-up. And that's what we're going to talk about in this video, is how they're going to be implementing this at a regional level, and it all trickles up to the global government level. This is how they are going to do it. Everyone needs to learn about councils of governments, or COGs, councils of governments known as regional councils, regional commissions, regional planning commissions and planning districts, are regional governing and or coordinating bodies that exist throughout the United States. These are the people that implement United Nations agendas, and the way they do it is they claim jurisdictions over large areas covering many cities, and because just about every city in the country is bankrupt as a result of pensions and public employee compensation, among many other things, these cities have to live off of grants, and many of the grants come from the COG, and once the COG has their tentacles around your city is then expected to implement the United Nations agendas. These COGs are everywhere. I have been showing the COGs where I live, and this is not unique to California. You need to find out what COGs are in your state and what jurisdictions they are claiming. The main COG that is around here has been around for 50 years. So that's how long this has been going on for. This is an email from the main COG in Southern California. They are called SCAG, or the Southern California Association of Governments. And look at the language that they are using here. Force of the future. And this is not a coincidence. I can prove it. SCAG is so good at implementing United Nations agendas that they have awards in their glass case directly from the United Nations for global human settlements. I mean, this is for real. My local COG, the main COG of Southern California, they receive awards from the United Nations. So these are the people who implement the global agenda at the local level, hence the term, think globally while acting locally. And if you really want to see how government is operating in America, this video is a must watch, and I will admit that I am disappointed that this only has 2,000 views. Everybody needs to see this. This is SCAG's regional council meeting, which they hold once a month, where over 50 politicians sit in a boardroom, Politburo style, just like China does today, just the way the Soviet Union used to have their meetings, a Politburo style meeting where they vote on state and regional policy, and on this day, they passed a $500 billion plan to tax us by the mile to fight climate change, to get us out of our cars and onto bikes, buses, and trains. This is going on everywhere. These COGs are acting in this manner nationwide, and we all have to start showing up and speaking out, because this meeting was done in total secret. Yes, it was open to the public, but nobody knows that SCAG exists, and there was zero media present except for myself and one other individual. And so the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how easy it is to find this stuff out, and then it's on you to get off the couch and actually fight these people. So let's put in a random state, Virginia Councils of Government. There it is right there. Bam. MW COG. the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. That is like SCAG. It is their job to implement these United Nations agendas. Let's try something more local. Rancho Cucamonga Sustainability. There it is right there. Rancho Cucamonga Sustainability Action Plan. Let's try another one. Fontana General Plan. There it is right there. Official website, General Plan Elements. And you could do this all day long. Just put in the name of the city, put in General Plan, put in Sustainable, put in Sustainability, put in Urban, put in Redevelopment, and I guarantee you eventually you're going to find something. Now, if you live in a place that is yet to be victimized by United Nations agendas, you still need to go to your local city council, because as I have learned, every city council in America is corrupt. You need to be on these people so that when the UN comes into town, you can stop them right in their tracks instead of reacting later on. So remember, this is all non-binding. Nobody has to do this. Our cities have to opt into it. And so we all need to be proactive by going to our cities, going to our COGs, taping the meetings, posting them online, and we all need to speak out against this. That's all for now. Brown 61 signing out.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Hey, hey, can you survive the turbo? All life working, survive the turbo and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table on www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html on shazizradio.com and join in on the discussion. I played up a several pods of different things going on in the world, and believe me, folks, that doesn't even scratch the surface of what's being said out there. I just sitting back trying to contemplate on the whole deal and trying to figure out where to go from here, you know. You know that they say that the world's in a terrible mess and there's all kinds of things going on, everything from fish die-offs to polluted waters from radiation leaks and, you know, earthquakes and all that, plagues and famines and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars and so on and so forth. But I have to sit back and I have to be cautious about what I say and what I think about because, you know, there's a story from way back when called The Boy Who Cried Wolf. You know, he used to go up there and stand on the hill and he'd holler, wolf, 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 and everybody would come running to save him and everything. And he'd be laughing when they got there, you know, and he did this time and time again until finally, you know, one time when the wolf really was there, he just up and didn't, nobody showed up. And so the moral of that story is somebody out there flooding the world with all kinds of calamity and, you know, chaos in order to keep you continuously in fear so that if something really did show up, you'd just be blindsided. You wouldn't even know it. You wouldn't believe it. You know, doomsday dates keep getting moved from this date to that date. And, you know, Planet X is going to blast us. Alien invasions. You know, World War III. Plagues. Everything else that we've already discussed many times on here. I posed a question in the chat room over there at ShazizRadio.com and on the Wake Radio side. I said, how do we weed through all the mess and really fix our world? I know it's possible, but how to get the people, not the governments, involved in working together? That is the challenge. Stephen Gibbons, who's always posting some wonderful links and good information out there, replied. He said, we have the tech to fix the world and the problems in the world. The main issue, as I see it, is to build people back up from the negative brainwashing they have gone through and get them to see the wonder that we are not, or that we are, and that no one is better or more worthy than another. Then we can start from a equal footing. I have said this before, but who would have thought it would be so hard to get people to do what is best for themselves and everyone else, and not just a few. Getting them to realize their own self-worth is a good place to start. And I posted, I agree. And then he said, when we see ourselves as worthless, then another, it makes seeing others as less than what they are a logical conclusion is self-perpetuating at the point people say there is no free energy. I couldn't agree with you more, because what's going on out here is majority of the people, when you tell them the problems in the world, they don't believe that they can do anything about it. They don't believe they have any kind of control or any kind of power whatsoever. And I keep saying this, I repeat myself over and over, and I say, you know, you are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You know, you got the power of the spoken word, you got the power of the pen, you got the power of your actions. Something as simple as a smile on a daily basis makes a difference in somebody's world out there. If you could only follow a smile from your face to see how far it actually travels, you might actually be surprised at the effect that you have in this world. And while we're weeding through all the stuff that we're being told that's going on in the world, you know, there's a terrorist underneath every bush and behind every corner is a boogeyman or whatever, and the world's going to fall apart and financial collapse and doomsday and all that. There's people out there, there's terminologies, fear mongers, false flags, and you know, I could just go on and on. Just so many different things out there. People monopolizing on people's fears and trying to get agendas through. And believe me, folks, there really are people out there that's trying to get agendas through. You know, this whole United Nations deal right there, the whole climate change that Grindall was talking about. You know, that's a real deal. They're trying like heck to tax people for something that nature does and is in total control of. And I can argue the science with anybody out there on the planet about the whole doggone man-made climate change due to CO2 emissions, or even methane for that matter. But it's just talking to the wall. It's not going to do any good, because people, they just don't want to listen, and they don't want to know what's going on. They don't want to take the time to study. They don't want to take the time to get off the couch and go out and clean up their own neighborhoods and stuff like that, or hold their elected representatives responsible for their actions. They just don't want to do it. You know, it's easier to just, you know, collect your government cheese and move on. Sorry, I had to pause and take a drink of my coffee because that was a long-winded deal there. But the reality of the matter is, we don't need the governments to take care of the world. We got all the technology necessary in order to repair this stuff, to try to salvage what's left. I posted some links about some mass animal die-offs. And it's something that should be seriously concerning to everyone. If this is really occurring, the mainstream media is not talking about it, you know? In every single doomsday movie that I've ever watched, they all have a common denominator, such as the governments never tell the people what's really going on, because, as they say, they don't want the people to panic and act a fool and all that kind of stuff. But if our world is really dying, and if this global warming or climate change is a reality, it's truth or whatever, you know, then we should be doing everything we can, like in the here and now, not later, not sitting around debating about it. I don't care about climate change and global warming and all that kind of stuff, you know. If you're polluting the planet, if you're throwing plastic in the creeks that are washing down the rivers and out into the sea, and the fish are choking on them, you need to stop. It's as simple as that, you know. And I've seen signs along the side of the road all the time that say no littering, up to a year in jail, and $25,000 or more fine for getting caught littering. Yet people do it all the time. You can drive down a road and follow people down a road, and they'll throw their trash out the window, and, you know, it's no big deal. You know, somebody else's problem now. It ain't cluttering up my beautifully clean car, you know. And granted, there are some people out there that are slobs, and they keep all their trash in the floorboard of their car, and it looks like they're driving around in a trash can, but those are few and far in between. Most people that's supposedly environmentally friendly don't hesitate to throw their McDonald's trash out the window or whatever. But the point of the whole matter is, the people that have the power to fix this world are we the people. It's not going to be the government. It's never going to be the government. The same common denominator in all the doomsday scenarios out there that play out, where the government doesn't never tell anybody what's going on. You know, they always got this power structure. They got this brute force. They'll send the military in to make you comply, to do what you're supposed to do. You know, and that's not the way a family should work. That's not the way a society should work. We shouldn't have to live in fear of our governments punishing us because they don't like what we say or what we do. But in every one of these twisted versions of reality, what's what the world could be like under, you know, like a Hitler-type regime or something like that, you know, where they run around killing you because of your religious views or beliefs or whatever, or thought crimes. You know, there's so many movies out there that show, you know, I think it was 1984 or 1980-something or another, you know, the world, what the world would be like or whatever. But, you know, you had thought police in there. And why would we want to subject ourselves to this? You know, we agree by consent to be governed by elected officials. And then when our elected officials don't do their job, we complain about it. But in reality, we the people aren't doing our job, because we're not standing there on their doorstep holding their feet to the fire. You know, if our world is burning up, if our world is trashed out like they say, and if there's people dying all over this planet, The only ones that's going to fix it is us. You know, when you look at the governmental systems of every single nation, they all have another common denominator, is it's all financial. Everything's about money, taxing the people. If you really sit down and think about the American way of life and the whole American dream, it's a sham. It's not what people think it is. People hate us around the world because we're American, because they think that America, you know, is so terrible. But, you know, in reality, if you come and look and see and live and pay the bills and walk the walk out there and go to work and try to survive in this society, we're walking slaves. It's all we are. It doesn't matter what color we are, what race or background we're from. We're all slaves. We're slaves to the system. Because if you don't pay your taxes or your fines or whatever, you'll have some man with a gun coming over to haul you off to jail until you decide to comply. The judges aren't there to help you out. The judges are there with the system. Think about it honestly. When you go to court, you know, there's a whole different law range that from, you know, common law to universal commercial code law and stuff like that. The judge works for the state. The prosecuting attorney works for the state. The defense attorney, if you got a appointed attorney, works for the state. The jury, they're working for the state. Believe it or not, yeah, we the people, the jury, they're actually getting paid to sit on that jury. They're not there because they believe in your innocence or guilt. They're there because, you know, they're getting paid. They're there because they have to. Because by law, if you don't show up, you can actually be jailed for not showing up for jury duty. Now, there's really something wrong with that system when everybody out there is working for the state and you're defending yourself against that state. It's got to come a time, folks, when common sense is going to have to override what's going on in this world. You know, Stephen Gibbons posted a link and he says, it's not just pollution, Shaziz. If you're manipulating the weather and the Earth's magnetic field and complaining about the weather and the Earth's magnetic field, then you need to stop. He's telling the truth, man. What's going on out there, you know, people don't believe in, there's a lot of people who do believe because they can see with their own eyes, but most people don't believe that geoengineering is the real deal, but there's companies out there that advertise that they do just that. And way back in the old days when they used to use crop dusters to seed the clouds of with silver iodide, you know, they were geoengineering back in the day. And during the Vietnam War, whenever you heard about the whole Agent Orange thing, the Agent Orange thing was what they were spraying on plant life around there to defoliate the plants so that the enemy wouldn't have a place to hide. So it's not the first or the last time that the governments of the world have ever sprayed things without the people's consent over the top of people's heads. It was our soldiers down there as well as their soldiers who for years after that suffered from the chemistry that was sprayed over the top of their head. And in modern day time, you can take a look around you. You can look at your plant life around you and you can see burn marks in there where there shouldn't be burn marks. You know, there's chemical burns on the leaves of the plants and there's trees dying off that shouldn't be dying off. And the migration patterns of the animals out there is just, it's chaotic. They're not flying south for the winter like they used to. They're flying north. They're flying south. They're flying east. They're flying west. They're going in all different directions because they just don't know where to go. You know, nature's so far off of balance. When you got thousands of fish washing up on the shore, you should be concerned. When the bees are disappearing, you should be concerned. You know, Stephen Gibbs posted in here, says, we are supposedly governed by consent, but when the consent is given and on your behalf by your parents before you all have the facts and allow critical thought about what you're consenting to, this consent, is this consent legitimate? He poses one heck of a question there because You know, my mother and your mother, they signed us on to a birth certificate, which essentially is a bond. You know, it's a stock, and you can actually track down the number. There's a number on the back there. You can run it through the stock exchange. I thought it was crazy until I did it myself. Mine came back to some sort of military industrial deal. So am I owned by the military according to that? You know, and in 1930s over here, when the stock market crashed and they was going to bail out the banks, the bankers wanted some sort of collateral for their money, and so I guess essentially the people were offered up as collateral via the birth certificate, a Social Security card, and all these national ID cards that they keep sneaking through, and RFID chips. People, I know that times are pretty rough all over the world, and I understand that there's a lot of things that, you know, go on in your own nations. It's not a cakewalk here in America, and I just want you to understand that, you know, not every American lives in a mansion. You know, granted, we got cars, we got TVs, and we got luxuries, but it comes at a price. And sometimes it's a hefty price, such as your health or your life or whatever. And maybe even your family. Most generally, that's usually what's the first to go, is your family. So it's not a cakewalk over here. But the thing is, people out there got to get to some sort of understanding that this is a worldwide event. We give our power of the people over to elected representatives. They're not doing the job that they're supposed to be doing. They're not going to do the job that they're supposed to be doing. It's about power. It's about notoriety. It's about basically being a superstar in the government and the political world or whatever. Got to be some reason why a millionaire would spend millions of dollars to get a job that doesn't pay hardly anything on the scale of being rich, whatever. But the fact is, they're putting laws in place. They're doing things that are going to affect you and your children for generations to come. And we're still hearing about climate change and global warming. We're still hearing about starving babies in the world. We're still hearing about wars and rumors of wars. If you're trying to save the planet, dropping a bomb is the very last thing you should be doing to save that planet. If our planet is heating up and we got all this stuff going on, if it's really true, what they say, and all the fear-mongering that goes along with it, if it's really true what they say, we should be stopping everything that we're doing right now. Hold the phone. Hold my calls. We got to get out there. We got to get this fixed. Because once the wildlife die off, once the plant life are gone, once the water is so bitter and tainted and diseased and toxic, we can't drink it anymore. Once our planet dies, we die too. And it's not just the Buddhist or the Hindu or the Muslims or the atheist or the agnostics or whatever, you know, whatever label you want to tap on yourself. It's not just you, it's everybody. You know, every country, every nation, socialist, communist, American free world, whatever. We're all in the same doggone boat together, and when the boat starts to sink, everybody should be putting their finger in a hole and plugging the leak. Everybody should be picking up a bucket and bailing. Everybody should be out there trying to do something, anything. But no, what we've heard and what we've seen through our representation and the people in general is that it's procrastination. Oh, you know, I'll wait till it gets in my yard before I'll start cleaning it up, or, you know, it's not happening here, so why, it's, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Sweep it under the rug, you know. Tomorrow's another day. We'll take care of it then. No, what we really need to be doing is we need to be taking care of it now. We need to be taking care of one another right now. You need to be taking care of your neighbors, getting to know your neighbors. If a calamity does ever happen, you don't even know who the guy or gal living next door to you is, or what kind of person they are, whether they're capable of trying to kill you and steal your stuff, or whether the government's going to kick your door in, take all your supplies. Go out there and watch that video series called Jericho, man. That's an eye-opener. Everybody should watch that. You know, if there was going to be a mandatory video in school, that should be the one. Because that movie shows the nature of mankind. When things get rough, some of the nicest folks in the world will be your worst doggone enemy. They'd sacrifice you for themselves, you know. They'd turn you in. They'd stab you in the back, whatever. It's sad to think that humanity is like that, but in reality, go back and look through history. Watch. Pay attention to what's going on out there. History seems to repeat itself over and over again. And I always talk about my Holy Bible. I always talk about the good book, you know. I always talk about the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rules and such. People get mad when I do that. But come on, folks. If the world is as bad as what they say it is, and that's all I got to grab onto to think and to hope and to pray and to try to cope with what I'm being told, the information that's been piled on me. At least allow me that, you know. You can believe what you want to believe. The fact is, somebody a couple thousand years ago wrote down some stuff, whether as a warning or whatever, you know. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, because look at what happens. Go out and start a fight with somebody. See, you know, you might beat that one guy up, but then you got to fight his cousins and his brothers and his friends and all that. It just isn't worth it. It isn't worth going over taking another man's life and having to carry that around on your soul forever. You know, that you stole something from somebody. Even in self-defense, taking another life is a terrible thing that I have to deal with. You know, I tell people all the time, I've seen some terrible things in my life. I've seen things that no man or woman should ever have to see. And I see us going down a path, and I'm trying like heck to do my little part about shouting out into the world, shouting it from every mountain in the microphone, in hopes that some of the common sense will resonate, and, you know, somebody will come along and say, you know, I really like what you said. Can you say it a little bit louder in this microphone? I'd step up to that microphone. If anybody needed a voice of reason, I'd step up, you know. Maybe mine aren't the best choices in the world, but I'd step up. I'd step up and put my life on the line if need be to try to do or say something that would make a difference in this world. Because if it's as bad as we're being told, time is short. You know? And it's so infuriating, it's so frustrating to know that we've got the technology to resolve these issues, that we can save our animals from extinction, that we can save our planet, you know, that we can clean this mess up. You know, if there's a divine creator, if there really is a God like I believe, I can understand why he'd want to come back and put down some wrath on his children, because, you know, look, we're running amok. But if there's not, if all you atheists out there are right and there isn't a God, then that means it's up to us. That means without us, mankind will die. And if we don't get our act together, no matter what you believe, no matter what your political view is or your color of your skin, if we don't get our act together, we're screwed. It's as simple as that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We're heading down a bad path. We've got people that's getting elected into office that should be in jail. Some of them should be in a nut house. But by God, we just keep on putting them back into office. The same families, the same connections, the same business relations, the same crimes over and over and over again. And if even if it's election fraud and our vote doesn't really count, we're still complicit because we still allow. In some nations, they make you dip your finger in a purple dye so that you they would know you already voted and you don't get another vote. But in our nation, heck, the dead people get a chance to vote. People who aren't even citizens of the country get a chance to vote. Some people vote multiple times. And so if our vote's not counting, if the electronic voting machines are rigged, then these folks are running amok and we're allowing it. We should get up there and demand a hand count, a paper count, and if necessary, a recount until we're sure that the people we wanted in that office as our representation are the ones sitting in the seat. That's the only way we're going to get this resolved, people. It's not going to be through the government. It's not going to be through the United Nations. Their track record stinks. UN peacekeepers, really? Come on, man. Go back and look at how well that worked for everybody. You send food over to a foreign nation to feed the hungry and pirates steal it. You know, or the government, the corrupt government in that foreign nation steals it. And everybody points the finger. Oh, America. Oh, America. Oh, America. America's such a terrible place. America's such a rotten place. You know, America's a Satan or whatever, you know. But in reality, every nation is Satan. Every nation is terrible. Every government system out there is so doggone twisted and just unorganized chaos. You got money that goes out the window and it just hand over fist, unlimited credit cards, unlimited expense accounts, black projects that nobody knows where the money goes. It just goes. And when the money starts to slow down a little bit, oh, let's throw another carbon tax on somebody. Let's throw another tax on this or another tax on that. The Boston Tea Party went for, people went, had the Boston Tea Party for a tiny tax. You know? And here we are over here as Americans being taxed literally to death. We're being taxed after death. There's an inheritance tax. If your family gives you something after they die, you got to pay taxes on it. The person who died has to pay taxes. It costs anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 to $15,000, maybe even $20,000 just to have a funeral here in the United States. That's terrible. And believe it or not, they even got rent-a-coffins. You got this really fancy looking coffin, they carry you out in it, and then when everybody leaves, they drop a pine box down in the hole and shove dirt in your face, and it's a done deal. Everybody thinks you got buried in a fancy box. You didn't. You got buried in an old piece of plywood. There's something really wrong with the system, people. You got insurance on everything under the sun. You got taxes on everything under the sun. You got taxes including the sun. You got taxes including the wind. You got taxes including the water. Threats of jail from all above. I don't advocate the people get out there and go to a full-on blown revolution, civil war kind of deal. I advocate that people get educated and get out there and get involved in your local town councils and meetings and villages and whatever it takes to ensure that whoever's sitting in the seat of power is doing their job. That's it. It's not that hard. If you get up on at least one day a week and go to your local church or something like that, then dedicate at least one day of the week to go up to your local government. Check on them. Make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Make sure they're not teaching your children trash that you don't agree with in school. Excuse me, I gotta get a drink of coffee. It's a mess, folks. Is it a boy who cried wolf? Is it reality? Is this all really going on? Is it a government psychological operation to control your mind and make you live in fear so that you comply? Are they using high-tech brain machines to try to convince people of things? Is the internet one big old honey trap? These are things we're going to have to find out if we want to survive as a species or humanity or whatever you want to call us, mankind. We're going to have to weed through all this stuff. It's a mess. And those jokers out there that are fear-mongering for profit, or trying to sell you some free energy device, they're only making the world worse. The folks out there telling you the Republicans are racist, the Democrats are racist, everybody's a murderer, everybody's a crook. You know, is it true? Is every single person out here on this planet corrupt and criminal and murderous? I believe everybody out here on this planet has the potential to be either or. It's a choice. It's a free will thing that they keep talking about in the good book. You know, everybody sits down and they want to blame everything on God. If God was so loving, why would he allow this? Or why would he allow that? What do you want to be? You want to be a slave to the government and God? I kind of rather be a child of God than a slave. If we weren't given no free will and no choice to do what we want to do, then we wouldn't be making our own mistakes. We wouldn't be trashing our world. It would be just, you do what I say, or I hit you with a lightning bolt and you know your place and shut your face, or I'll burn you to death or whatever. No. We were given this massive gift, this beautiful, wonderful world that has all the resources necessary to feed and house everybody. But what are we doing with it? We squandered our inheritance. You know, and when I say we, I'm painting with a wide brush. I'm not talking about every single individual out there, because there, believe me, folks, there are thousands, if not millions, of people doing their part. But with 9 billion people on the planet, the ones that are doing their part are being overshadowed by the ones who aren't doing their part. The ones who feel it necessary to go around and troll your YouTubes when you're trying to put something good out. The ones who's out there arguing over whether there is or isn't a God, and got to use foul language to try to convince you that their argument's right and yours is wrong. They think they're so intelligent, but they're not. They're falling right into it. They're being played like a banjo by the demons or the evil that is the beast that's eating us all alive. And there's got to come a day where you got to slap yourself in the face and wake up and say, look, doggone it, I know this makes me mad, but I got to focus how I'm going to make this anger work for me instead of against me. You know, I'm just one man. I've shed many a tears on this radio show trying to get a point across. I'm just one guy. One guy with crazy hairs and crazy ideas of a better world. I got dream, and when I dream big. But I see potential out there. I see potential in everybody out there. And it saddens my heart to see people walking around looking sick all the time and feeling bad. We got to help each other out. We got to teach each other. We got to try to, you know, steer each other away from bad habits. Look, you know, I'm not going to pass a law that says you can't smoke, but I'll give you some advice. It's probably not a good idea. You know, but you got to make your own choice. You got to walk your own path in life. And if that's what you enjoy, then, hey, it's your life. Just voicing my concerns or whatever, you know, like that. It's how you deliver the message is going to determine on how it's received on the other side. I had a friend that went down into the city and he preached the gospel. He stood on the street corner yelling out, "You're going to burn in hell if you don't read this book," more or less, you know. And danged if he didn't nearly get himself beat up on multiple occasions. And I said, "Brother, look." That's not the way you deliver a true message. You lead by example. You show them. If they ask you what you believe, you tell them what you believe. You don't force feed people things that you want them to learn. You know, when you go to school and you get indoctrinated, you don't have a choice of what's in the textbooks. You don't have a choice. In most cases, the children aren't even encouraged to speak up and speak out against what they don't believe in the textbook. Or even question it, for that matter. That's not freedom, people. And that's not the way to live. That's not the way to put your future children. It's not the way to pave the stones for your children to walk into the future. We got to work together. We put the Knights of the Round Table here together so that people could actually sit down and have a voice with each other. And the table's open to everybody. It's open to the President of the United States. You want to sit down at the table and talk about things? It's open to everybody from every nation. Virtual table as wide as the entire internet, the universe, could expand and continue to expand. Where we don't always have the luxury of being able to fly over there and stand with you in person, but we got this technology where we can sit around an ever-widening round table. And if it grows, if this idea grows and we can sit around and we can talk with each other and respectfully, you know, Patty Walking Turtle and all them, they pass around the talking stick. Gives everybody a chance to, you know that, you know, you got the floor. If you're holding the talking stick, you got the floor. Nobody's going to interrupt you. It's yours. And that's what we need. Sometimes to learn the best, you need to go back to your ancestors. Sometimes to be able to get things organized, it's best to go back and see how it was done before you got here. Tribes and nations that sat around and respected their elders. You know, Two Dog, he's out there. He does things in his community. He's actually proactive in his own community. He's doing things. We need more people like him. We need more people like you. Steven posted in the chat room, given new information, we can change our body, remove heavy metals from the body when sweating it. Gave me a new perspective of the Hopi Indian prophecy about webs in the sky and they pass down the peace pipe and sweat lodges. They knew things back in the day, folks, that just were amazing. They didn't have access to fancy hospitals and antibiotics and all these pills and stuff that everybody's taking these days. They knew that the best way to get the body to heal itself is to help it heal itself. A sweat lodge, you know, you go sit into a sauna and you sweat out all the toxins, or you sit into a warm bath with some Epsom salt or something like that and you sweat out all the toxins and heavy metals and stuff like that. You learn about, you know, how they used to eat and feed themselves, the things that they did back in the day. If we forget our Native Indian Americans, Native American Indians, or all the tribes and all the things that they taught, that's a loss. If we forget about our grandparents and the farmers and the Amish communities and all the communities that have brought things to the table, natural cures and remedies, that's a terrible loss. A lot of terrible things were done to a lot of wonderful people throughout the history of time, and it all had to do with power and money. It all had to be do with greed. It had to do with I want the land that you're standing on. You know, some of these tribes out there, they walked around on that land. They shared the land with other tribes. Nobody put down fences and posts that said, keep out. Maybe once in a while they'd argue over who was there first, but other than that, they They didn't show ownership of land. Maybe that's the way society should be. The government's locking down thousands, if not millions, of acres, calling it national reserves. There's people out there that are being compacted into cities. They're just cram-packed in there, you know. Put everybody all together and somebody gets a cold, everybody's got a cold. When the disease starts spreading like the plague and people start dropping off, and, you know, you wonder why. You know, I often wonder what it'd be like to live out in a teepee, you know. Or even a mud hut, for that matter. Somewhere out there on the plains where you got fresh air, you wake up every morning, got your campfire, and you cook you some food and drink you some water from a fresh stream. What it would have been like to have the simple life. And even the settlers out there. Not the settlers who came through with the militaries and forced people off their own land. But the ones who just was going for the dream, something better than what they came from. Here we are, the year 2016, and we still have to talk about these kind of things because they're still happening. There's still people being forced off their land. There's still people being stolen from. There's still people being murdered and starved. Being lied to by your elected officials. Getting by with everything under the sun. When those three bold words at the top of the Constitution finally fade away, we the people. And there's nobody else to talk about it. When that document's gone, the only reminder of what happened in the past as far as what we said that we would allow our governments to do, when that document's gone, it's gone. Until maybe some time down the line when some group of rebels decide to overtake the government and they do it by any means necessary, even if it means killing some of their own. Then they form their own constitution. Might not be the one you want. You know, those folks over there at Awake Radio have been doing a wonderful job. Trying to keep each other together and trying to keep things going, trying to put information on the table for everybody. Whether we are all on the right track or the wrong track, or, you know, you could at least say that we are up there shouting it out to all four points of the globe, you know. Shouting it into every direction. Trying to uplift people's spirits to believe in themselves is not an easy task. You know, we got to take care of our people out there. We got to take care of people's heritages. We got to not allow people to forget where they came from. How they got here. Our histories get changed in our schools. Our sciences get suppressed. Our religions get banned. And some folks would say that's a good thing. No, it's not. And it never will be a good thing. You know, if you can't practice what you believe, if you can't speak out when you feel you need to be speak out, whenever you need, when you feel you've been wronged. If you have no choice, no chance of redress a grievance, then you have no freedom. And I keep saying, as Thomas Jefferson said it, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance. I like that phrase because it's true. It means that if you don't pay attention, you're going to lose it. And you never know what you got until it's gone. We got to find some way to bring voices together. We got to find some way to bring people together. And I got to keep repeating this message over and over until it happens. You know, protesting the world isn't going to do it, folks. Occupy Wall Street failed. Occupy anything failed. You go out there, you burn down your own communities, you trash your own communities, the police beat you up, they throw you in jail, they fine you, and the system is fatter than it was when you started. What you need to be doing is sitting in your town council meetings, sitting in your local tribe meetings, sitting in your parliament meetings, and listening, and paying attention to what's being said, paying attention to what's being voted through, and objecting when it's time to object. And my gosh, if our fish and our wildlife are dying off, you need to be on the seashores trying to figure out how to stop it. You need to find refuge for the ones that are healthy to get them to repopulate. There's a seed bank, a massive seed bank out there for a doomsday scenario so that they can reseed the planet. What about the fish? What about the whales? What about the bees and the birds? Maybe this world has existed for billions of years, like some believe. Maybe there have been advanced societies so high-tech that they finally destroyed themselves. Maybe they warred and warred and warred until they blew each other off the map, and then 500 years later, mankind come back onto the scene as cavemen-like people and work the way up the ladder again. And maybe Pete and Repeat were in the boat and Pete fell out, and it would continue as long as you could keep it up. Or maybe the good book was right. And maybe things are going to play out just like it said. So I wouldn't close your heart to a divine creator. I wouldn't close your mind to a possibility of God. I can't force you to read that book, and I wouldn't even want you to read that book if it was under force. But my thoughts on the matter, my suggestion is better to have the knowledge than to not. Better to know what your enemy's up to than not know what your enemy's up to. Better to read every book that you can. The more education you can put in your mind and your hearts, the better prepared you're going to be when all the heck hits the fan. I could sit around and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. But until people join me at this table, I'm just preaching to the choir. We got to get people involved. If you're out there on Facebook in any way, then throw a link to Shaziz Radio over there. Tell them what we're talking about over here. Tell them to bring their stories and their families and their ideas, and let's work. Let's work together. I just don't know what more to do. I do what I can do with what I got to work with. That's Shaziz Radio. That's this microphone and these old raggedy old computers. That's the internet. I don't want to talk about death and destruction and negativity. I don't want to sit around and tell everybody doomsday's around the corner. I don't want everybody living in fear. I want everybody living in common sense. I want everybody living in a total awareness of your surroundings, everything that's going on around you. To be wise with every single footstep that you take in life, knowing that your actions have consequences, that your words have power. With the right words, you can lift somebody up to the highest heights of heaven, or you can lower themselves down to the lowest, darkest, deepest, black abyss of hell. You have that that potential. And if you can see past the color of a man's skin, and if you could see past the simple of an idea and make it better, if you can still visualize the dream, then you're on the right track. A lot of people are battle weary. They've been fighting this battle for as long as they can remember. And thank God they didn't give up. Thank God they didn't just walk away from the microphone and say the heck with it. Because if we all say the heck with it, then it's coming. The doomsdays, the self-fulfilled prophecies of all this is coming. The best time to stop World War III is before it ever even begins. The best time to stop a civil war is before it ever even starts. The best time to hold your elected officials in your governments or parliaments or tribes is the here and now, right now. Because what they choose to do for you today is what you're going to have to live with tomorrow. There's so many things out there that need to be said. So many things that need to be done. I look around my own property. I got grass that needs to be mowed. I got repairs that need to be made. I got a life that needs to be lived. Family that needs to be tended to. But I dedicate 2 days out of the week to trying to shout common sense to the world. I do that not for fame or fortune. I do that for love of my fellow humans. And I got my beliefs. I got my own political views, my own opinions. I want to hear yours. I want to sit down, I want to discuss things with you, I want to have the talk. I want to do something as opposed to nothing. That's why I continue to do what it is that I do. So I'm going to take a music break, coffee break, nature break, whatever kind of break, and see if I can get some of the Knights of the Round Table to show up and see what kind of things that they're thinking about. You know, I'm like a sponge sometimes. I absorb negativity. You know, negativity breeds negativity, and positivity breeds positivity. And I get depressed just like everybody else. I'm just a average Joe, a human. I got love in my heart for my world and my people and my friends. And I still believe in the dream. So with that said, let's take a quick music break. I'm going to start off with Paul Harvey. If I were the devil, I would just want you to listen to what he said in 1965. Ironically enough, that's the year I was born, 1965. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table.
If I were the devil. If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.
Time.
humanity's existence on Earth, there have been rulers and there have been the slaves. Which line do you fall into? An easy question with a not-so-easy answer. The fact of the matter is that by merely being able to listen to the sound of my voice automatically puts you into what I call the real 1%. Nearly 7 billion souls on this tiny speck of sand in this universe, most of them, nearly 6.5 billion, try to scratch out a living on less than $2 per day. The disparity between the haves and have-nots is incredibly wide. Yet, you are the 1%. The 1% which has access to clean water, food, electricity, internet, education, the list goes on and on. Daily, we're conditioned to make money, pay our taxes, because it's patriotic, buy things we really don't need, and to teach our children to do the exact same thing. We live in a world where they're told our personal self-worth is measured by the money we have and the things we own, sometimes not realizing we really don't own anything. After all, we can't take any of it with us when we leave this little speck of dust at the end of the day. We're made to believe that we are unfortunate to those who have more wealth than we do. We are made to believe that because of this disparity, we are the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, without ever looking at the full picture. We are tricked in divisiveness between left and right, between him and her, us and them, between black and white, where there really is no black and white, just many shades of gray. And yet we still run on a treadmill like little rats in a cage. We wake up, we work, we pay tax, we go home, we buy stuff to fill an empty hole in our souls. And the cycle repeats. Instead of doing a more intelligent thing of downsizing, doing with less and helping fellow humanity, we keep running on the treadmill. Bigger houses, fancier cars, bigger TVs. The biggest step to finding a solution is to realize a problem exists. The next step comes from within. I'm Kent Anderson, and you've been listening to Shadow.
it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table with old King Shaziz the Terrible. I rule with an iron fist, you can best believe that. Yeah, right. Anyway, hopefully I'll be joined here by Barry whenever he gets his coffee and all that, and maybe some of the other knights will wake up and roll up out of bed, and we'll talk about things for the last hour of the show. But just to briefly recap, though, the world that we live in, it's a mess, you know. That's what we've been told. But the only ones out there that are capable of fixing it, that have the numbers to fix it, is we the people. And, you know, there's a lot of people suffering in your own communities that if you gather those people together for some sort of unified project or something, you know, something to make their life a little bit better and to give them purpose, then I think you're going to find that you're going to have a whole lot more people want to join your community than not. Because a lot of times things will get so incredibly overwhelming with a person that it's just too much, you know. I've personally witnessed that on my own life. You know, I see things that, I've put off for a while and things that are needing to be repaired or cleaned up or whatever. And, man, the mess didn't get that way overnight. And probably isn't going to be cleaned up overnight. Probably going to take a couple days or something, you know, to fix things and make them where they look good or the right again. You know, mowing the grass is something that's simple. You know, it's an ongoing process. You got to get out there, you got to mow it. And if you procrastinate too long, it gets too tall and you don't have the machinery big enough to mow it. That's the way life is. When this world gets so far out of hand that it's just so overwhelming for everybody, then the only way to get it, you know, resolved is to force everybody into a position where they have to fix it. World War III, you know? Hey, let's blow it all up, tear everything down, and start over fresh. Let's all live like the caveman again. Well, maybe we shouldn't go back to living like the caveman, but maybe we should learn from the caveman. Maybe we should learn from the simple lives and start trying to simplify our lives just a little bit more than usual. Start trying to test some of these home remedies and see how they work. You know, just do something positive towards making your personal life better than it was yesterday. Trying to eat healthier, you know, drink more water, go out on a walk, or just do something. You could set your life away on the couch or in bed, and you can just lay there and wither and die, but that's not what you were designed to do. When a man loses his purpose, and he loses his faith, he pretty much loses his life. I gotta believe in the things that I believe in because they keep me going. They give me the motivation to continue to move forward. If it had nothing to do with my faith, you know, if I just looked out into the world and there was no options out there, my good book that I keep talking about, if that wasn't even on the table and everything just seemed to be so terrible and overwhelming, what's the point? What's the point of me moving on to the morrow? Why not just end it all right now? Just get it over with. Why put myself through suffering? And if it's just going to be nothing but blackness after I leave, then I'm not going to know the difference when I'm gone anyway. But I do know that I wouldn't be here suffering today. Those are the kind of thoughts that go through people's heads. And it's sad. It's sad that, you know, people do want to feel like they're the center of the world. They want to feel important. They want to feel like people around care about them just as much as they care about everyone else. People strive for fame and fortune just because they want the notoriety. They want people to recognize them. They want to be heard. Here on ShazizRadio.com, we are on a level playing field. Everyone out here is equal. No one's above each other. The king sits at the round table with the knights. And we talk about things. We don't always agree on stuff, but we figure out a way to get by the disagreements and move on to something more productive. And that's the way it should be in every community, in every nation, in every parliament, in every government. Should be a round table where people are welcome to come up to the table. They're welcome to voice their views. Look, you know, this company over there is spilling toxic waste into the stream next to my house. Can we get this resolved? Can we stop them from doing that? And you go over and you try to negotiate with the company. What is this that you're dumping down the creek down here? You know? And get them to stop. And if they won't stop, I guess we got to take harsher consequences, such as, you know, boycotting their business and you know, whatever, making an honest, legitimate law that says if you get caught doing that, you're going to pay one heck of a fine, plus we're going to force you to clean the mess up. You know, it's we the people holding our elected officials accountable, just like it's a parent holding their children accountable for doing their chores and taking care of their own rooms and being responsible for themselves and making wise choices. You would never classify yourself as the parent of a government official. Let me see if I can get Muddy up in here. I'm going to make a call here and see if I can get Muddy on the line. I just saw him pop into the Knights of the Round Table. He probably got his potato chips and his noisy fan going in the background. Ain't even picking up the phone. Well, it's about time.
Good morning, Dad Gillen.
Yeah, we're live on the air, Knights of the Round Table. You know what? You got your chips and your soda and all that kind of stuff ready?
My who mumble what?
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, welcome aboard, brother.
Good morning.
Into the last hour of the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, no, I didn't sleep well last night. About 6 o'clock, I crashed out and woke up probably about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, at some point I'm going to be adding Barry to the call, and I think he's typing in there right now that he wants me to add him in, so I'll add people to the call.
Well, that sounds sweet.
So anyway, basically I'm trying to uplift the world and point out to them that they are, you know, more important than they give themselves credit for. I'm trying to explain to them that the governments aren't the solution, the people are the solution. And the only way that we're to get things resolved is when we start just figuring out that we're going to have to work together, you know?
Oh, we got to. And we don't get nothing done without working together.
Sometimes it sounds repetitive, Muddy, but it has to be said and said and said and said and over again until people start doing it, you know? What other choice do we got? If the folks out there that don't believe that there's a higher power, you know, more power to them that they believe that. That's the way things work. Not everybody walks the same spiritual journey in life. But if there is no higher power and it is just us, then we have to be the ones responsible to cleaning up the mess that is this world. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've been thinking about coming up there and building a geodesic dome on your front lawn and moving in.
All right. I'll see you when you get here.
Is that on your way to pick mushrooms or after, buddy?
On my way to pick mushrooms.
Okay, because we're just about ready to go. Hey, give me two more minutes here, guys. I'll be right back, okay, and then we'll have a chat.
All right.
I'll take my zero turn up there to Missouri, but I ain't taking it all the way up there to Canada.
Yeah, my lawn's needing to be mowed. It's been raining. I've been gone for a week, and I got to get this doggone mowed before it's too big for my equipment.
Well, doesn't it grow so fast once you turn your back?
Oh yeah, as soon as it rains, like every time I mow, let's put it this way: if I mow the grass or wash my car, it will rain.
Right.
So if you ever want rain in your neighborhood, let me bring my lawnmower or my car over and wash it or mow the grass.
Oh, man. I left out of Sweetwater, and I was mad, and I said, God, don't let it rain till I come back. And you know what? It didn't rain the whole, but, you know, maybe 1 or 2 days out of every 4 months. And every time I go back to Sweetwater to go visit Mama, it rains. And it rains. It rains day after day. It gives you a break, and then it rains some more. And then I leave, and it doesn't rain no more, and they go back into drought. I don't know why, but I think God listened.
I bet he does, and you suffered them with a drought, man. Shame on you.
Hey, you got to be careful what you say.
Anyway, you know, I've been trying to point out that we got all this technology. You know, we got brilliant people out there. The Round Table, the Knights of the Round Table, it should be an ever-expanding table. And what's wonderful about the virtual world that we call the Internet is that there's no limitations in its size. We can bring people from all nations and still be able to fit more people at the table. And we need to do this. We need to, you know, there's 181 podcasts for the Knights of the Round Table. Think about that for a second. 181. All right? And, you know, out of all those 181 podcasts, you could choose your favorite one and you could send it over to, you know, your favorite persons, or, you know, send it out there on your Facebook, a link to it or whatever. And just by doing that, you'd be helping do your part, you know, just by letting people hear that there's other ideas out there. There's other things on the table. There's actually a microphone where they have a voice. I would invite any representative of any government, local, state, federal, or even the United Nations, to come sit down at the table with us and ask us what it is that we're trying to do. You know, I don't think that our ideas are a whole lot different, with exception of the conspiracy theory where they want to depopulate the planet and enslave all of humanity under one world government kind of issue. But if that isn't true, they could sit down and they could have a voice and they could point it out that, look, you guys got this all wrong. We are really trying to do something right, you know. But you don't hear that, you know. We're not worthy enough to have their time as our elected officials or unelected officials, representatives of the world, to sit down at our table and have a conversation with us like we do with one another. You know, Barry's from Canada, you're from, what, Texas or Arkansas? I don't know. I'm from Missouri.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't even get close to Texas, man. They got too many floods down there for my liking.
No, I was talking about money. You're from Canada.
Yeah, money can have Texas, man.
Yeah.
I don't get Texas.
If you live in Texas, you better have a boat.
Yeah, I hear Texas has skeeters the size of helicopters.
But look what's going on in Houston, man. Unbelievable flooding.
That's the dummies in the lowland cities that built the place without a drainage system.
Barry, you know, we got to get you a new mic. Somebody out there, help me pitch in some money and get Barry a GoPro, a Samsung Go mic. All right, they're like $40. We got to get Barry a decent microphone.
Yeah, I know. This one ain't the greatest.
Well, just talk into it real close.
Yeah, I'll put it right in my mouth. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of raspy.
Well, anyway.
You were definitely loud.
The point is that, you know, we've done these shows. There's 181 podcasts out there. Please share them with everybody. Post links. I mean, paper the whole internet with links. Look, it ain't about getting people to come over to listen to Old King Shaziz the Terrible. It's about getting them to come over to listen to Barry, to get them to listen to Muddy, to get them to listen to Raymond and Stephen Gibbons in the chat room, reading the links, and the people over to Wake Radio and People to People Radio and all the different networks that are affiliated with us. It's about getting everybody to listen to each other. It's about getting everybody to the table. You know,
yeah, I was reading Stephen Gibbons stuff there while I was listening to you. I said, "Yep, I tuned in during break." I was reading some of that there. He said, "How can your parents give consent for things? You know, before you're even aware of what's going on out there, things for your life and decisions." I mean, pretty smart guy. He's always got good comments.
Yeah, I addressed that earlier, but one other thing that I failed to address is that, you know, in Missouri alone, you can't legally enter a contract with a minor. You can't, somebody under 18, you know, at certain points a caretaker can make decisions for that minor, but when a minor gets to a certain age where he's of legal age to vote and do all this stuff for himself, you know, then they're no longer, you know, should be held to a contract that they didn't opt in. They should be able to opt out of any contract that was made for them that they don't agree with.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But, you know, if that is the case and you really can opt out of that, I bet there would be a whole lot of people opting out of a whole lot of programs that they didn't sign themselves up for, that they just kind of got volunteered for.
I kind of think he was thinking about your birth certificate.
Yeah, my bank just sent me a notice in the deal in the mail, said that they're going with this new debit card, this RFID debit card. I'm not so sure I even want that. You know? You know, somebody could, every time I walk in the store, scan my card and tell, see what I like, and then, you know, whatever. You know, I kind of like my privacy a little bit. You know, I'm not got nothing to hide, but at the same sense, I don't want everybody knowing my business either.
Well, enjoy your privacy now, Shaziz, because it's all going to change here very, very quickly.
Well, I agree.
Well, it is. We got to stand against it, but society will condone it because society is being brainwashed into this is the way to go. I mean, we're going to be cashless within 2 or 3 years, guaranteed. That's coming down the tubes, and we know the RFID chip is being mandated under Obamacare. Privacy is a thing of the past, as well it already is, but it's even going to become more of a thing of the past. With the RFID chip, your debit card, they'll know. They can scan that card and know everything about your life from the time you were born, how many pieces of toilet paper you use when you go to the bathroom.
Well, Muddy and Barry, look, the Orwellian world that we're heading towards, it was not only shown in the good book, but it was also shown in movies after movies. You know, George Orwell's, 1984, the Jericho series. There's so many different series out there. And, you know, I suggest sometimes sit down and just watch some of these doggone movies of just twisted worlds and how people live. You know, the government has machinery in this one movie I just watched last night from Russia that, you know, basically every single day at a certain time they turn this machine on and it causes people to go into convulsions and extreme pain. But it's to, I guess, level the playing field, get them to comply. They'll listen to anything the government says. They'll trust whatever the government says. And as crazy as that doggone sounds, you know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility, because they showed a TV commercial one time where they had an actual sign out there in public that when you walk by it, you don't hear no audible sound, but you actually hear somebody speaking the commercial from the sign.
Right.
That's real technology.
I believe that technology exists already, Shaziz. There's a lot of things, little toys they've got in their little toolbox that they ain't telling us about.
Well, they showed it exists.
Weapons, buddy, what's going on with that? I was looking into that, exactly what they're going to use.
They actually showed this on mainstream TV. They actually showed this sign on mainstream TV.
They're conditioning the public.
Yeah.
Everything you see in entertainment is conditioning us. What's coming subliminally is conditioning our brain to accept the changes in society that are going to be catastrophic.
So when you get a thought in your head, you got to ask yourself, is that thought mine? You know, some people like to use the whole deal like when I get caught doing something wrong, the devil made me do it. Well, maybe the devil did make them do it. If that sign works like that, maybe the government said, hey, you know, go over there and steal that so we can bust you. You know, I don't know. But,
well, we definitely are in some interesting times right now, Shaziz. I mean, you guys, of course, are aware of everything that's going on geologically right now on our planet. It is just beyond anything I've ever seen. The earthquakes we've seen here in the last 10 days have just absolutely rocked this world. And I think there's some very interesting times just around the corner.
Well,
we can't have that much shaking, Shaziz, without affecting other fault lines.
That's true.
You know, look at what Yellowstone is doing right now with Old Faithful. She's no longer Old Faithful. She is a continuous 24/7 faithful. And that, of course, is because the magnet chamber is rising. So pay attention. That's a very interesting situation right now developing in Yellowstone. And it all ties into the plate movements and the amount of magnet that's being pushed up through the cores, how these plates are interacting with each other, where we're seeing the earthquakes and what's happening on the Ring of Fire. People should be paying attention to this, guys, because I honestly believe we're going to see some catastrophic earth movement here in the next short time.
Well, and if that's the case, then people, you know, look, whether
pay attention.
That's it. That's what I was trying to point out earlier. The key is to be aware of your surroundings, to pay attention, to be knowledgeable in whatever area you can find, you know? And don't, for Pete's sake, get to know your doggone neighbors, because in a scenario like that, you don't know whether that's the enemy sitting over there or, you know, the best friend you're ever going to have in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, and you look at though Jesse the Body Ventura, and he had this show, the Conspiracy Theorist. Oh, he shows all of that where they're actually using the Wi-Fi and using the microwaves and everything to figure out what part of your brain resonates at what, and it stores it on your computer. And after a while, you know, just like Shaziz was saying, they got that that machine they can turn on, and everybody's doubling over in pain. Well, yeah, this can do all sorts of stuff. After they've stored it up on your computer and they've got you figured out, they can sit there and talk in your head. They can make you see stuff. They can see through your eyes.
Well, Muddy, you know what's really scary about that technology? This movie that I watched yesterday from Russia is so crazy identical to what you actually see going on in modern society. Basically, you are now the terrorist. I mean, everybody out here is now the terrorist, all right? And so the government, if you do anything out of line, it don't matter what it is. If you question the government, then you are the terrorist. And that's what they're putting it out there to everybody, that you personally are. If you believe in this, you're a terrorist. If you believe in that, you're a terrorist. It ain't that
those... Go to church, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, these folks
in
this
one,
movie...
Evangelical Christians are the number one terrorists in North America now.
Yeah. These folks in this movie were rebelling and trying to blow up these towers because they were suffering. And they were the terrorists. The real terrorists were the ones that were pushing the button on the doggone machine every so often to keep everybody in compliance. You know, but, you know, the average Joe, like Barry mentioned earlier, will accept it. You know, they'll just go along to get along. Hey, the government knows best, right?
Yeah.
Well, doggone it, folks. The government don't know best.
Well, that's how that sign works. It sits there and makes... You know, you hear the voice in your head like it's God. I remember they had a little microwave dish and they just aim it at somebody and start talking. You hear them in the head.
Yeah.
That was years ago. So that technology has been around.
Of course
now
it's been.
Now they're implemented on a sign. Gee, that's nice.
But while we still...
Where do they draw the line on privacy?
Yeah, they don't.
Say, they can talk in your head. They can see through your eyes. They can hear through your ears. Make you hear things that ain't there, see things that ain't there, then I say they've definitely overstepped the privacy.
While we still have some sort of resemblance of our own faculties and our own minds and our own free thought and free will, then now's the time to actually get out there and talk to people. I mean, you look, don't go out there and tell everybody, look, the planet's dying, we're all doomed, here comes Planet X, the sky is falling, and you either read this book or you're going to burn in hell. You know, don't say it like that. Go out there and show them and ask them and talk to them. What do you think about this? Ask them what they think about it. Tell me your opinions, your views, your thoughts. You see what I'm saying?
I wish you two guys had been with me yesterday, Muddy and Shaziz, because I went to the trades fair here in Terrace. And, of course, the trades fair is the corporations promoting their LNGs and their expansion at Elcan and everything else. And it was a really enjoyable day because I got to walk around and talk to the young people that were at these booths. And I got to share a lot of thoughts with them. And you can see the lights come on in their eyes. And it was really kind of cool because, you know, they're there promoting corporations or promoting pipelines. But when you really get down to it, they should be promoting right now everything that's free energy and how we can save this planet. And I had an opportunity yesterday. I'd never talked so much in one afternoon in my life because I went from booth to booth and I pulled people out of there and started talking with them. And, I wish you guys had been there. I really would have, because I talked about free energy. I really kind of hammered home to some of these young people that are there promoting these corporations because of their jobs and their income and blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, laid out to them exactly what we're looking at in the next 5 or 10 years in human history and what's happened in the last 5 or 10 years because of things like Fukushima and, you know, the BP oil spill and what's happening with the ocean. And you can see the lights come on in a lot of their minds, man. You know, really what they're doing. They're doing because they're conditioned to be part of society. But when you really start talking to them, you can see the interest in their minds when you start talking about the possible depth of the Pacific Ocean and what we're seeing right now happen in our oceans, what we're seeing happen in our environment, and what they're looking at in 10 or 15 years of their life. You know, people that are 25, 30 years old, their future right now isn't exactly what I would call bright.
Yeah, Barry, I posted some links.
Boy, I wish you guys had been there, she says.
No, I wish I'd have been there, too.
I wish I could just transport you guys there. We would have walked around all day talking with these people.
Yes, we would.
I posted some links in the chat room about animal die-offs, because it's not something that you hear in the mainstream media. It's only via the alternative media that you'll read about it. But there's one that... basically, it's endtimesprophecy.org, animal deaths and bird fish die-offs. It's like an update of basically all the different things during 2016. But they also go back to like a 2011 or even before that of all the animal die-offs. Now, you know, one episode, that would be one thing, but multiple upon multiple episodes, you know, whales being beached on the side of the ocean with plastic in their guts and car parts and stuff like that. Come on, folks. You know, what part of caretaker don't we get? You are your brother's keeper. You're the caretakers of the land, you know, and even if you don't believe in a higher power, that should be even more reason for you to want to get involved. And I'm not talking about going out there protesting, because that's a waste of time. What I'm talking about is getting down there into your local communities, getting your hands dirty in your local creeks and streams, going out there, finding out where this stuff is and figuring out and getting people to know, look, this is really happening. This isn't a joke.
Confront the enemy, guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Stand the beast face to face if you have to. I'll stand beside you. We'll get eight together. Just... whatever.
What happened yesterday is that they don't realize that they're the enemy because they're conditioned to follow mainstream and what they're doing with these corporations and blah, blah, blah. But when you really sit down and talk to them a few minutes, like me, we really should, I mean, people just have to look what's going on in Chile right now. I mean, the squids have all died. I mean, the die-off of sea life in Chile is unprecedented in recorded human history, what we're seeing happening right there right now. They estimate now it's up to 20,000 tons of dead sardines have washed up on the beach in the last 10 days. And that's not even talking about the squids that have died, the massive die-off of fish. It's just incredible. So if people aren't paying attention, it's because of mainstream. And one of the conversations I had yesterday was with the DJ from CFNR, our local radio station, and I really got into it with him. And I said, you know, the biggest problem in our society right now is the conditioning and the control of mainstream and what you guys are allowed to tell us about and what you're not allowed to tell us about. And you can see right away that I hit home. That I knew exactly what I was talking about, and I knew exactly what was going on inside the corporations that control mainstream media. And he you know, I really tore into him. I said, you know, I forget what we exactly said, but you know what? What you're doing right now, even though you have a job and you're working for this company and they're telling you what you can and cannot say on the radio, you're really shooting yourself in the foot. Because right now we aren't exposing to people what's going on in the ocean. This is the most critical issue that the whole world should be dealing with right now, she says, because I'm following the die-off. I know what's going on out there, but like you said, you will not see it on mainstream, and that is a travesty in our society. And that's basically kind of what I put out to him yesterday, is that, you know, shame on you guys. Shame. Yeah. You should be talking about things that are really, really going to impact our community and what's going on in the ocean. Boy, oh boy, that's going to impact the coast of British Columbia here in unbelievable ways in the next couple of years.
Well, what you got to do is you got to demand it. See, you know, they like ratings. For some reason, that's how they make their money, ratings and advertisement, you know. And the way to get the mainstream media's attention on it is to show them how important it is to you. You know, if you want to go out there and protest, you should be standing on their lawn and holding them accountable, because they're the middleman between you and the government. The government's going to stick a gun in your face and haul you off to jail, smack you around, beat you toothless, whereas the mainstream media, who uses the demonization of the same police department that they're going to be calling on you, You know, maybe one day they'll call the police and say, I got all these protesters out here in front of my building. I'm scared. Can you come over and help me out? And the police say, wait a second. I thought you guys said we were racist, hypocrite, bigots, abusive cops. And so, you know, we got some donuts to go eat. We'll be catching up with you later. You know? That's the only way to get this turned around, because the loudest speaker is the one that's going to get heard, and this mainstream media out there, they have the platform and they use the platform to spread their propaganda, their lies, and get their agendas through. You can see it jump from one station to the next, and you'll hear, oh, Republicans are racist, and you go on the other side, the Democrats are crooks or whatever, back and forth, and it's all a dog and pony show. It's a game, you know. Everybody's being played like a banjo, when in reality, they're all on the same doggone side. They're on the side of that almighty dollar, which is, according to some folks, getting ready to collapse within the next 2 weeks, because China's backing theirs by gold, and I think I'd buy some Chinese money before I'd buy a dollar bill. Ain't that a shame?
Yeah, when we took our currency off of gold, that's when we decided we wasn't going to be a world power anymore.
When we went away from the gold standard is when we doomed the American dollar. We all know that, and it's now coming to fruition. I mean, many nations are going to go to the Chinese currency because it's backed by gold. American dollars are virtually going to become worthless, guys. So the collapse of the dollar is a real possibility here. Scary one, but it is a very, very real possibility. You're going to see tremendous ripples through the economic systems here in the next couple of weeks because of the new currency being introduced by China.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out... I'd like to point out one other thing that I pointed out earlier in the show. Before everyone out there gives America the stink eye and thinks America's all this terrible and whatever, you ask me, you ask Muddy, you ask Raymond how wonderful it is to live in this nation. We're taxed after tax after tax, and when they run out of money to go out and spend on whatever wasted or black project that they're working on, we're going to get taxed some more. You got to have a license to pretty much breathe anymore. And so it's getting tighter and tighter. They're doing everything they can to deplete every bit of freedom that we do have. Put these rules and regulations on. And the worst part of the whole deal is they're getting our own citizens to lobby for it. Under false science. Under propaganda. You know? Sure, they're going to get these kids all riled up. Yeah, go vote for this guy right here. He's going to give you freebies out the eyeball. And then you find out after the guy's been in power for 7-8 years that the freebies ain't so free after all.
Oh, no. Heck, you get a tag for your dog. You don't own that dog. You rent him. Every year you got to put down some more money so you can keep him.
Yeah, it's a shame, man.
Your dog comes unregistered, they'll take it in the pound, they will not give it back to you. So you come up with about $250 for all the shots and retagging your dog.
You can give the American government the stink eye all you want, because the American people are giving the American government the stink eye. But don't give the American people the stink eye. We're in the same boat that you guys are. Unfortunately, some of you folks out there in other nations are further along than we are, because they've already got you under certain rules and regulations where you can't own firearms, or you can't talk out against your government, or you're being censored on the internet or whatever. So far, we're kind of holding our own to some extent, but we are losing ground rapidly because the American people are either drugged up, fat on the couch, or watching Dancing with the Stars, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, or going down to the gambling casino to try to win the American dream. It just ain't going to happen, people. You got to get your act together. You've got to get out there in your local town meetings and pay attention to what's being said and done.
We're seeing an awakening now of the American people, she says. Whether it's going to come fast enough, whether or not we can stop what's going on, that remains to be seen. But a lot of people in America now are becoming aware of just how corrupt their government is. I don't like a lot of things that Donald Trump has done or said, but I do like the fact that he has done more than any politician prior to him to actually expose what's going on inside the U.S. government.
Yeah.
We need to audit the Federal Reserve. If the Federal Reserve was ever audited and they allowed that to happen, then you would see catastrophic changes in America, because people would stand up to it. But right now, people are still in their little bubbles. There's still a hockey game on. There's still a football game on. Everything's fine.
And something you said, Barry, is real important to point out as a key, is that, whether or not the American people is going to wake up fast enough. See, my fear is this. My fear is that, there's an old saying, you don't back a coward into a corner, because the coward's going to hurt you on the way out. You're going to do anything you can to get out of there. Now, I ain't saying America's cowards. What I'm saying is this, that if Americans are caught off guard in the condition that they're in right now, you're going to have worse than a second civil war. You're going to have total anarchy.
Exactly. I mean,
you're going to have gangs out there all over the place. You're going to have military fighting against civilians, police fighting against the military, civilians and the military and police all battling each other. You're going to have, it's going to be a dog-eat-dog world, worse than anything that you could possibly imagine.
Exactly, she says, people are hearing us say this right now, and they're going, that can't happen in America. We're living in America. That cannot happen. Our government wouldn't allow something like that to go on. But you know what? The truth is that they are. They've set us up for this for a long, long time.
Yeah, we're standing.
We're coming to a pinnacle.
We're literally standing on the landmine. All right, and now it's a case. Now it's a case of don't move. Until somebody gets there to pull that and reset it and get your foot off there without losing your leg. That's what the American people is literally doing right now. We're standing on a landmine. And the moment that this system fails and the lights so much as flicker and the computers go down and you can't get your money up out the bank, you will see things from people that you wouldn't normally see get violent, non-violent people that would turn into some of the worst doggone people you could ever possibly imagine. And because the same reason that the Chinese said that they wouldn't do a ground invasion on the United States, not because they don't outnumber us, because they do, 10-1. But the reason why they don't want to come here and invade the United States is because their general there said, behind every blade of grass is a gun, and that's fact.
Yeah, but you know what, Shizzes, there's so many things they could do to nullify that right away, and that's what we got to take into consideration.
Well, sure, they could use exotic weapons and blast all our brains and all that kind of stuff.
Or if they break down communication between people by taking out the power grid and dropping the internet, and we cannot organize as a society. America is so divided right now. We're fighting amongst each other. We're fighting about who can go into bathrooms, and the government right now is on the verge of bringing down the hammer on us, and people aren't recognizing it. And the problem is, and I know that when society is put into a complete state of turmoil, which could happen in our society in a matter of 24 to 48 hours. We could be a normal functioning society to a society that's completely turned upside down. The first thing that people are going to do is turn to the only thing they know to turn to, and that's the government. And the government will be standing there with the answers. And as long as we go along with what they say, everything will be fine. When the dollar collapses, well, you'll still be able to do commerce, guys.
Well,
but we're bringing
brother, listen to me.
And that's what's going to happen. Just
listen to me, brother.
On that factor.
I live in a small part of America, but I live in a neighborhood where when the tanks roll in, the farmers are going to run them off the road with combines if necessary. We're going to be turning them over with tractors. They ain't going to play that game with these people out here that I know in this neighborhood. And so when things get crazy, they're going to get beyond crazy, because I know people from the highest parts of society all the way down to the lowest sections of society. I know neighborhoods that you wouldn't dare go in broad daylight, looking like I do, And I'll tell you what, if you want to know where the drugs are, if you want to know where the guns are, you want to know the safe zones and knots, ask me. I've been all over this planet over here. And I know folks down in that doggone area down there that are armed to the teeth that wouldn't play the game of that. They would be in for what they can get out of themselves. And when it comes down to total anarchy, that's their party. Because now they take what they want. it's not about, you know, whether or not they're worried about the cops showing up, because the cops are too busy with everything else going on. It's just like every single one of those protests that goes awry, you got people coming in from out of town to come in there to get some looting and pillaging in so they can get some free stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's what I know that's out here in this, in just my town alone. Now, you put that onto a 50-state deal to where now it's total anarchy in every town. You got gangs out there, the Crips, the Bloods, you know, the whatever. All the biker gangs out there, you know, they're going to be doing their peaceful thing while peacetime's around. But whenever it comes down to it, whoever's got the biggest gun, whoever's the biggest, baddest boy on the block is the one who's going to rule the roost, if you understand what I'm trying to say. And it's going to get nasty. I'm hoping like heck it don't get nasty. I'm hoping
you know
that
what?
Common
you know
sense.
You
going
to come in here on foot and try to do a takeover like that? It is because of the guns and all that. But the deal is, if you're going to take over, what they don't want us dead. They want us for slaves. You have to take us alive. We ain't going alive. 90% of us. They said, oh, heck no. You know? Basically, the law out there is going to be pretty much like you see it turning. It's not the will, it's not the law. It's the will of the officers and all that. It's kind of like, you know, freeze, slowly step back away from the chocolate eclair.
Yeah,
you know. So
truth be told, if you think that the government doesn't fear the people, then you're sadly mistaken. Now they wouldn't be stocking up the post office buying ammunition. Really? The post office?
I wonder if that was the case.
How many terrible dogs are out there that the post office needs a couple million or billion rounds of ammo?
With the dogs.
You know, when things happen, people are like, oh, you know, that's just the government, yeah, whatever, you know. You think about your local postal service carrying around a 9mm Uzi or an assault rifle just to deliver the mail. You think it can't happen?
It is happening. Militaries are all forms of government right now. They're preparing.
You gotta ask the common sense.
Right out in the open. They're out in the open. All you gotta do is look at what's going on in the United States of America right now and how they're preparing for this. But they'll tell you everything's fine, man. Don't look over here. Watch your hockey game.
At FEMA camps. FEMA camps. Check this out. FEMA camps.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
If you as an American citizen don't believe FEMA camps exist or even possible, go back to the World War II episode where they went around and rounded up Japanese American citizens and put them into camps, you know, and then listen to the modern day Hillary Clinton saying, oh, we need to have fun camps for adults. Really?
Yes, men all need to be put into FEMA camps. That's the latest statement she made.
See?
We can re-educate them. And then her daughter come out and really kind of spill the beans on exactly what Hitler is up to. So, but Americans are going, hey, how can people even support this woman? How can Americans be so stupid?
I don't think they are. Because everybody I talk to hates her guts.
So where is the support coming from? She says it's being put across on mainstream and she's the winner. Well, of course it's being put out by the media and it's all BS. We know that.
It's all coming down to,
to it,
you know, a long time ago, I put a voting deal up on Shaziz.com. There's a voting deal on there that says vote Shaziz for president or whatever. And no matter who you click on to vote for, I get the vote. All right? And that's the way it's set up. You know, it was put up as a spoof because that's the way the voting system is out there. You know, the whole Hang Chad episode that we had during the Bush election or whatever, you know. They all run around talking about he was selected, not elected. When people say that, they look so unintelligent to me. It's just ridiculous because I'm sitting here knowing in my head the same thing you guys are knowing. That all these candidates are selected and not elected. They're selected because the doggone mainstream media tells you who to vote for. You're not choosing them yourself. And the other candidates, the other potential prospective presidents, they're not getting no airtime. You see what I mean? That's the way it's set up. Well, we got to change that.
That's because we're blind out here, man. And and acting like ignoramuses, man. It's like, you know, hey, we're going camping today. Yup, yup, we're going camping. We're going to a female camp. We're going, you know, and it's just as blind as they can be, because they don't want to listen to what scares them. And we need to. You need to wake up.
Well, the only way to do this is to continue to do what we're doing, guys. It's just a, you know, okay, we're on a microphone, we're on the internet, alternative media, we're talking to as many people as we can grab a hold of. We're trying to spread the word that there are people out here trying to gather and communicate and do this peacefully. You know, the only way to take back our government is to hold their feet to the fire and put people in the seats that we want in the seats. Not the whole party that... Look back at all the elections out there. Everybody who has ever been in the office is friends of those who were already there before, their families, their so on and so forth. They're all related. Doggone it. And, you know, you're getting the same doggone choice every single time. It don't matter whether it's on the red team or the blue team, you're voting for the same doggone system, you know. And in order to fix that, you got to break down the propaganda machine. The propaganda machine is not just here in America, it's in every mainstream media in the entire world. Find out who owns all the doggone mainstream medias in the entire world. They got a propaganda war going amongst each other, because it's about which side of the fence is going to have the side of the power this time around. It's a game to them. They're playing chess with your life.
That's right.
And we're just pawns.
Yeah.
Well, but you can't tell people that. They have to realize it themselves. People are starting to realize it. So whether we can stop this, I don't know. But we have to hold on to hope that we can. Because the other scenario is not a good one, guys. When it gets to this point in society, we're all going to be saluting to somebody to go to work every day. That's not what I wish for my children, but that's where we're going.
On the Awake Radio side, Two Dog put a message out there. I think it's for you. It says, "But oh my God, we really don't need Trump. I was told civil war is coming if Trump wins. Was told yesterday." Now see, that's, you know, regardless of whether...
We need a civil war.
No, we don't.
Because where it's going right now ain't no good, so the system's got to be changed. We don't need a civil war, but we need society to stand up against what...
It doesn't matter whether Hillary gets in there. It doesn't matter where Trump gets in there. What matters is what we do when they get in there, how we hold their feet to the fire. And the only way that we're going to hold their feet to the fire is to hold the mainstream media accountable for what they keep telling us. See, now, Two Dog has the opinion that Trump would be the one causing the Civil War, while as the other side has the opinion that Hillary would be the one causing the Civil War, you know, or World War III, vice versa, either side. But in reality, neither candidate is the one we want in there. They're all upper echelon, high society, rich individuals who only got into power because of the money they got in their pocket and the power and the people that they know. Put Two Dog as president, I'll vote for him. Put Barry as president, I'll vote for him. I don't even care that you're a Canadian citizen, Barry. I put you in office. You know?
I'd like that.
The whole doggone thing is this. We need people in the office that we can really trust. If you're going to have them in a seat of power and be your representation, then you need to know that you can trust those individuals. We don't even know Hillary Clinton. We don't know Barack Obama. We don't know Donald Trump. All we know is what the mainstream media told us about them. Donald Trump's a racist. Hillary's a criminal. That's all we know. All right, and if they're saying this guy's a racist and that side's a criminal, and you know the mainstream media is lying out the side of their neck every time they speak, then you shouldn't believe either one of what they say. The only time I tune into mainstream media is to see what it is that they're lying at, so I can counteract it with some common sense out here on the Knights of the Roundtable show.
Exactly. You have to.
Well, when I saw the lineup for who we had to vote for, the only thing that was going through my mind is, I'm sorry, I don't vote for criminals.
You know what? Two Dog for president, Barry vice president, or vice versa, whichever one you guys choose. That's we got to get you guys on the ballot.
guys are going to be my minister of energy.
All right, I'll do it. Okay. I'll tell them how to do it right.
Well, yeah.
don't light your house with an atomic bomb. Light it with some nature.
Yeah, I mean, how many times yesterday I said everything we need to provide everything we need on this earth for power is right over top of our heads?
Yeah, it is.
We don't need any other source of energy on this planet, bar none.
Well,
science gotta make up for that.
Yeah, they keep advancing. They say, oh, well, yeah, you can't have wood stoves to heat your house because that makes carbon. Oh, my gosh, you know what? Carbon takes care of itself. Just downwind of like a coal plant or something like that, the trees and the plant life thrives. The more is out there, the better they grow, and the faster it starts taking care of. Or what they say, what, 20,000 years for a nuclear disaster before anybody can be there?
Well, hey.
Chernobyl went over, it's almost habitable now.
Marty.
I mean, nature has a way of taking care of things. And what they want to do is keep telling you, oh, well, this is bad, this is wrong, and they give you a bunch of false information. And then on top of that, they say, well, if this is true, which is the false information, then this, and they're basing more lies on lies because they can get you to believe it.
I agree, Muddy. You're going to have to join forces with Barry because Two-Dog just threw in the hat. He said, I'm already leading One Nation, brothers, laugh out loud. So he's got his plate full, so Muddy, you're going to have to take over.
I hear you.
Well, you
Barry's
guys,
the president, then.
You guys, okay, you be the vice president, and I'll have to be the minister of electricity or whatever. I don't care just as long as we get it done. But doggone it, these turkeys that they keep putting out there as the front men and the puppet show telling us these are the guys that's going to save the planet, they ain't doing nothing except fattening their wallet, you know? So that's all I got to say about that deal, man. We got to get this together, and it's got to be the 9 billion people of it. We put the 1% over there off to the side, and the rest of us, we'll get things done by working together. That's the only way we're going to get this resolved. And the only way to beat the propaganda machine is to stand up against the propaganda machine. And, you know, instead of protesting the government office where you got to stand a mile down the road in this little protest zone and getting beat up by the cops anyway, go down there and stand on every TV and radio news station lawn and tell them we're tired of the lies. You either get your act together and tell the truth. You know, I don't care whether they're owned by the government, paid by the government, or whatever. We're tired of hearing their lies. You know?
Well, public's opinion of mainstream media is at an all-time low, Shaziz. So I think people are waking up to the fact that mainstream is controlled and what they're hearing is nothing but what they want us to hear.
Well,
and
that's true.
More and more people are turning into alternative to get information now. We see that happening around the world. Thus, the attack on the internet is coming.
The power of the government has always been in the media. It's always been in the newspaper. It's always been in the radio. It's always been in the TV. The power of every single government out there. If you want to destabilize a nation, put a story in that media that says that this group over there said something bad about that group, and now you got a fist fight.
Well, they ain't played with the wolf pack yet.
Yeah.
The power of the wolf pack is in numbers.
That's right. And that's what needs to be done. And I don't have to talk about a violent revolution. I'm talking about standing on the doggone lawn of the TV station and telling, we know you're lying out the side of your neck. Now, why don't you tell the truth or we're going to boycott every single one of your advertisers. And when their advertisers hear that there ain't nobody going to be watching their commercials, would you pay $100,000 for a Super Bowl commercial when ain't nobody going to watch it?
That's why they ain't took our internet away.
Yeah.
I mean, what's this? You kill off all the people, or you isolate them. Who are you ruling?
That's
what
the point.
Good is being in power if you're not in power over somebody?
Well, I want to extend an invitation right now to any government official out there that's got the gall to sit here and talk to us, man to man, or woman to man, or whatever, woman to woman, whatever. Any elected official or unelected official, anybody in a seat of power out there, United Nations members, secret societies, Illuminati, the devil himself, come sit down at the table and let's get it on. All right? We the people are fed up. If you want to know what it is that we really want, sit down and ask us, and we'll tell you. All right.
We need to figure out this deal of united we stand, divided we'll reunite, because we're still going to kick your butt.
That's right.
So,
when it all comes down to it, and you start off nuclear war up there, the World War III, and leave us out hanging in the wind, guess what? The moment you run inside them bunkers, I'm jumping on my Bobcat and moving some concrete and bricks right over the top of the door. You ain't coming back out. And I'm going to plug the hole, too. You ain't going to have no fresh air, so hold on to what you got and breathe shallow, because that's where you're going to stay. But you already done enough damage to our world. We're tired of it. And every bunker out there, I don't care where you're at, 10 miles under the ground, if you're going in, you ain't coming out, because we the people, if we're going to get scorched by your scorched earth plan, your mutual assured destruction, you're going to stay in there. That's going to be your tomb. All right? You just think about that, because there's a lot of farmers that have bulldozers. There's a lot of people like myself that got Bobcats, and there's a lot of people out there that got concrete trucks. And we're just going to pack the doors shut. That way, you got what you got, and that's it. We're going to live happily ever after and work things out. That's all that, you know, peace, love, and all that kind of jazz. Sorry about your luck.
Yes.
Don't think you're going to start the fire and then run away. No. You're going to stand there and help us put it out, or you're just going to deal with the consequences. Am I wrong, guys?
Well, let's hope the fire don't start.
Yeah, that's what it'll... We're trying to throw the buckets right now. The barn's on fire. Barry's got a bucket. Buddy's got a bucket. Two Dog and Stephen Gibbons got a bucket. I got a bucket. And Sky Street's got a bucket. We're all trying to put the fire out the dang barn. And the government's over on the other side smoking and, you know, throwing gas around. Yeah. Jeez, man. We got to do it, though. That's it. So anyway, that's about the Knights of the Roundtable, guys. You guys got anything last to say?
That barn on fire will be the sacrificial barn, the sidetrack. Well, I'll be two levels underneath my swimming pool.
My last words will again what I said earlier, guys. Just pay attention to what's going on with geological events right now on the Earth, because it's unprecedented what we're seeing. So hopefully we don't see some big ones here in the next little while, but I think we're going to, and just prepare yourself.
Well, that's good advice. When you tangle with nature, nature will fight back. So I'd say let's just get in good with nature, and let's get in good with one another and get it resolved. That's all the advice I can give you guys. You know, and gals, I don't know what more to say. But for you elite out there, once you go in those bunkers, that's it. We ain't playing. You know, so go ahead, start your World War III, pile up in your bunkers, and, you know, there you go. That's what you got. You're sitting in your gold mine. What do you think, Muddy?
Yeah, I think we already have the wisdom of common sense. Just we're not using it. We're being sidetracked from it. Got to pay attention.
Yep.
Open your eyes. Eyes wide open. Be enlightened. Understand what's going on. Look for it. Don't write it off. Sit there and you hear something that just blows your mind. You say, no way, it can't be. Go check it out anyway.
All right, guys, that's all the time we got. Folks, you've been listening to the Knights of the Roundtable. There's 181 podcasts. Please share your favorite one with anybody and everybody if possible. Shout it to all four points of the compass. There are people, there's a roundtable that's ever expanding, and you are welcome to come up here and talk to all the UN leaders and people of the world that are in charge. We're offering you a place to come here and sit down and smoke the peace pipe, drink some juice or whatever, and let's figure this thing out before it gets nasty, because I don't want it to get nasty. You don't want it to get nasty. But you ain't going up in that bunker without us. Am I wrong, guys? All right. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned.
Old woman, man. Ma'am, sorry.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur.
That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We'll routine to call the scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam art. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off from bad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Ho, ho, ho! Tu saves the terror! Continue to serve the table and the knights of the round table.